All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. And this Wednesday, of course, Wellness Wednesday, regular feature after 11 o'clock, we talk about the Fit for Life program. And joining us in studio, Raymond Birch, chair of Letterkenny Athletic Club. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Great.
We appreciate you calling in. And also, Darren Price. Late sub, Darren?
Yep.
Good man.
Good fella.
No bother to you at all. Right, what is Fit for Life? Do you want to take that one, Raymond?
Fit for Life is a program for all levels of runners, from the complete beginner to someone that's doing a bit of jogging every week, to help with their fitness and their wellness in a structured environment that's fun and safe.
And inclusive too, because I think a lot of people think, you know, runners take it all very seriously. I'm only beginning. Yeah. Where do I fit in? Yeah. Do I have the right runners? Are my shorts too long?
Yeah, it's all...
You know what I mean? But, you know, we put these things in our head, don't we?
Yeah, it's all about bringing new people into the club that maybe didn't do... haven't done a lot of running before, or just, as I say, it's just for a complete beginner.
Yeah. Darren, how long have you been a member?
I suppose I first got involved with the club back in 2012. Funny story, I was actually going home from work one evening and I thought the local GA was holding a 5K. I thought, geez, that'd be a good idea. I'll give that a go. Probably since then I've been a bit like Forrest Gump. I used to turn up at the 5K Grand Prix races without any training or structure, like Raymond said. And then I suppose over time a few of the club members got me involved, says, why don't you come down and give it a try, and did, and been there ever since.
And did you have a passion for running before that?
Not beforehand. It was just an off the cuff notion I took. I thought the local GA was doing a 5K as I was going home. I thought, we'll give it a go and see what happens.
Right, brilliant. But you were welcome with open arms then into the club itself then, obviously.
Into the club.
Because you kept turning up.
Into the club, yeah, definitely. So they are very encouraging to get people involved, and that's how I got involved. And no more than anybody else, you think, oh, it's not for me. The environment's not for me. That, you know, oh, I wouldn't be running at their level. But you find your level when you're there. And the group environment is incredibly encouraging for the likes of people that's coming in. So look, you have people that you have a bit of banter with, you can chase somebody, you have somebody trying to catch you, so you have all those different elements too.
Yeah.
But it's really that group environment that does help people, to encourage them to keep exercising, I suppose.
Yeah, and there is obviously, there's the fun side of it too, but everyone has their levels and there's always someone around you, and that's what you run off of. That's what you sort of can motivate yourself off as well. And Raymond too, it's Fit for Life too, isn't it? This is about sort of not necessarily, and there's no harm in it, you know, someone getting up on January the 1st and saying, right, I'm going to start doing this. It's just that this type of activity, this kind of involvement becomes part of your life and has those long-lasting benefits. It's not a fad or a one-week thing. It's like this guy turns up in 2012 and just doesn't go away.
Exactly, yeah. I suppose, as Darren said, a lot of people find or would think that Letterkenny Athletic Club isn't for them, that they're not able for it. So the Fit for Life definitely is an entry level, and like we want to encourage as many people in the community to come along to it, because it's about giving back to the community, because the community has been very generous to us down through the years, and even like we're lucky to have been their sponsors in the community too, who look after us. So it's all about giving back. That's what we want to do, and we want to just to have an entry level there for people to
yeah, and that's it, Raymond. And I'm not sure if I made it clear here, because we've been talking about running and I love Darren's story, but this is for people at the beginning of the journey, no matter where they're at. Like, he was able to jump out and do a 5K, but maybe people are starting to walk, or maybe they've moved to a jog.
Yeah.
It's not just running; it's right across. It's right across those activity levels.
Yeah, there's going to be all abilities there, hopefully, and everybody's going to be catered for. And as Darren said, it's the emphasis really is on fun and having people come out, feel better about themselves, go away, jump in the car, go away and think to themselves, right, I enjoyed that, I'm coming back, I'm going to bring a friend with me next week.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure both of you have a ton of stories of people, no need to mention any names, that turned up you know, at the start of their sort of fitness journey or whatever, and next thing you know, however long late and later, they're running the 5Ks, the half marathons. Yeah. Their life has changed. I'm sure both of you know loads of people like that.
That's it. I think that's the great thing about exercise, not just running. Once you get get going in it, it does become incredibly addictive. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, you come in at your entry level and you're walking around the track, let's say, ever so slowly or progressively, you will get better.
Yeah.
And you will want to achieve more and challenge
and
yourself.
And if you miss your run, you'll get a bit grumpy.
Exactly.
Isn't that the truth?
We're all like that.
Yeah, all right. So the first session of the new programme takes place at the Danny McDade track at the Aura Leisure Centre. It's in Letterkenny on Monday, April 17th at 5:45. And at that stage, we have the nice long evenings to look forward to, don't we, as well? That's from this coming weekend. It won't be dark till 9 minutes to 8 on Sunday, which Sunday, is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. We all need that extra bit of sunlight. So what happens if I roll up? I mean, you know, you can come up on your own, you can drag someone along with you. So what happens on April 17th if I land up at 5:45, Ray?
Well, when somebody lands, what we're going to do is we're going to find out, give everybody's names, and we're going to bring them onto the track, and we're going to maybe do a bit of stretching and a bit of a warm up, and we'll find out kind of where everybody's level's at.
And even that is so important, the stretching and the warm up, isn't it? Even if you turned up for that and sodded off afterwards, do you know what I mean? Because I would say there's a lot of people that have wanted to give it a go, didn't do the simple things correctly, pulled something in the back of their thigh or something and says, oh, I can't do that, my body's not fit for it, and it probably was down to not a proper warm up or a stretch.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Fit for Life, especially within the club. Like, we have so much experience and expertise in the club, and for people that's beginning to run or people just doing a bit of running, if they come along and they can be guided properly on what to do and how to move forward properly.
So say then another person lands up and they've been out doing a bit of walking and they can see their fitness is beginning to improve and they want to bring it up to a bit of a jog or a run or something, Darren. But, you know, like, where do you get trusted advice on what are the right shoes? I mean, you can get running socks now, for crying out loud, that are good for a marathon or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's like a set of tyres, and they're only the things that go in the shoes, right? So how will there be people there to sort of help and advise, you know, this is what I did, this is what worked for me, all that kind of what seems simple stuff. But even if you tried to Google now, I know the answer to a lot of this is we've got some fantastic sports shops in Letterkenny, right? And they give brilliant advice, non-judgmental advice. But do you know what I mean? Maybe they want to hear it from someone else face-to-face on the track.
Suppose again, look, that's the beauty about having this structured platform now for people coming to walk or jog, whatever, that the people that will be helping here have an abundance of experience in terms of exercise and running. So, look, they'll be giving their advice on, you know, the best gear to wear, what's suitable, what's not suitable, what'll help, what won't help, what you should eat, what you should drink before the sessions. So look, there's a huge amount of experience there, and that all will be available to anybody that does appear on the night of the 17th.
Yeah, and I think an important thing that I saw just in a bit that I was reading there too, if someone goes on their own, they're not going to be on their own, Raymond.
No, definitely not. We're very lucky to have we have 6 coaches that's involved, and we're all going to be there, and we're going to help encourage everybody on the night. So nobody is going to be left on their own on the night.
Yeah. And I like the idea of it just being a random 17th of April, because I do think a lot of us do, maybe it's a birthday or it is January the 1st or something. Do you know what I mean? And I think this is just a random date that you haven't chosen yourself. Roll up there and change your life.
Yeah, we had... Like, I floated this idea back in December, and we thought it was going to be rushed, and then we didn't want to jump on in January. We said, right, we'll take our time, we'll plan this well, we'll do it right. And then I think it was Darren mentioned that maybe the 17th of April, it's after Easter, there's no excuses then, you have the long evenings and hopefully the good weather. So from then on,
well, the rain will be warmer.
That's it.
All right, excellent stuff.
You only get wet the once.
Well, that is it. That's it. True. There's no doubt about that as well. Now, people are asked to register their expression of interest. We'll tell them a little bit more about that at the moment. But I don't know what you guys think, but I think and maybe it's after what we've came through or whatever, but people are out more now, or willing to or want to, and maybe the last couple of years has been a wake-up call or a reminder or whatever. But, you know, I think it's great to see record attendances at sports matches and people out walking. I just think there's an appetite there, Darren, for people to want to get out, get active, to socialise, to mix with people. This is another way of doing it. You know, it's not no harm going into a bar if you don't want to. You know, but, I mean, even just for meeting people, it's another way of meeting people in a nice, open-air, friendly, healthy environment. And I think that's really attractive.
Like, you're 100% right. What we really want to do was provide that platform for people who may be still a bit reluctant and get involved in exercise. Because, look, once you do get started, I guarantee you will become addicted to it and it will become a routine and it'll be a reoccurrence for yourself going forward. So.
Right, so register in advance. I would suggest going to the Letterkenny AC Fit for Life program because the URL's some crack. 12B9HZ9QS90.typeform.com. So shall we just go to the social websites, socials, and maybe click the link?
Yeah, it's all over all our socials, so it is.
Okay. And don't allow yourself... And obviously, if you need to maybe check with a GP before you turn up, that's always advisable, is it, if you haven't? Yeah. And that's normally routine, because the GP loves to see you getting out and doing stuff. But if you have any concerns in that regard, just give them a call and run it past them. Would that be decent advice, would it?
Yeah.
If you've not done it for a while. Okay. And don't put any barriers in the way. Here's a perfect opportunity, if you're in and around the Letterkenny area, to go out and see if you like it and see who's at it and have the crack and get fit.
Hopefully we'll see you down there too, maybe, Greg.
Well, it's a bit far from me. I'm not a Letterkenny man, but, you know, I have to think of the carbon footprint I would leave. What did I say about not making excuses? But do you know what? I am just primed for something like this. I know I have to do something, you know, because especially with age, like, say, even with me, I mean, obviously, you find, you know, sometimes you just don't have as much puff as you used to have. But even something like your back, wee tinges in your back, you know, and I go and went to get it massaged out. But the advice is, well, what exercise do you do? What are you doing to support your back, to support your core? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's good for people of all ages, but you come to a point where, you know, you can't keep ignoring the advice. You have to be a bit more active. You have to strengthen your core. You have to give your body its best chance, don't you?
It's funny, I would suffer from a bit of a sore back standing for long periods of time. Mm. Then when I started running, the issue seems to have kind of resolved itself a wee bit. Like, so I don't know if it was from the running or what it was, but I'm putting it down to the running.
Yeah, well, that's what the experts say. Yeah. And that's to say, it's something simple where people are going, God, my back. You know, when you think that's it, you think, oh, well, I'm... You know, I'm a certain age and that's my life. You know, now obviously I'm talking about more muscular stuff rather than bony stuff. Yeah. But it's just this type of activity could help you in other areas of life as well. Right, okay. What have you, anything, big challenges come up for yourselves? Are you just running for fun, running any marathons or what's coming up or anything?
Well, there's a few half marathons planned, so...
Well, why do a half? Might as well go the whole hog if you're going to do
it. We've one plan for the end of the year.
Well, you don't eat half an Easter egg.
There's always future planning involved in running. Yeah. So I'll do the half first and then I'll progress towards the full then.
Have you done a full marathon yet, Darren?
I done a full marathon in Dublin last year.
And how was that like?
It was incredibly tough, but I broke 3 hours for that marathon.
Wow. Yeah. So okay.
It's a big achievement
and
for myself.
When you actually ran that marathon, had you run that distance before? I don't know how it works with training or...
Yeah, so that would have been my fourth marathon. Mm. But again, you have a training plan that works you up to that distance.
Yeah. But do you physically run the distance prior to it?
Not prior to that.
You're building your body up to ready to go. So half marathon's coming up. Your plan, there's a full marathon later in the year?
Yeah, I'm hopefully going to Frankfurt later in the year, yeah.
Great.
So do a full half or full marathon there, yeah.
Brilliant. I'd say it's tough. But
I'm just going to stay local and go to the Northwest 10K on Maybank Holiday.
Fair play to you, Darren. And you're right. Do you know what? Who needs to jet set all over the world running marathons? But listen, whichever way you do it, isn't it brilliant to be out and to be active? And that's what Raymond and Darren want for you out there. If you're a walker or you're starting to walk or you're jogging or you want to move from jogging to running and you want to do it with other people and you want to connect with other people, then get yourself to the Danny McDade track at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. And you're blessed to have great facilities that allow things like this. It's on Monday, April the 17th. So you've got a few weeks to build yourself. up to it emotionally, if that's what's required. And it's at 5:45, so it's going to be a bit warmer for sure, and certainly for definite we're going to have those longer evenings. The initiative is run in association with the Donegal Sports Partnership, which do brilliant work actually, and I've learnt that through doing this programme and various interviews, and it will cater for all levels of walkers and joggers, from the complete beginner to the regular walkers and the runners. And you can hear from Raymond and Darren, you just want to give back. You want other people to enjoy what you're enjoying, to have that buzz, you know, to feel grumpy if you don't get out for that walk or run, whichever it might be. And it's all very welcoming, as you can hear from the two gents here. Go on to Letterkenny AC Fit for Life programme. I would search that on the socials there, and you'll see the link to register your interest. Is that essential, or are you just trying to get a sense of numbers?
It's not essential. It's really just to get a sense of numbers for the first night. Yeah.
So all right, but I think you can start emotionally committing now by registering, and then you've got that wee target. All right, listen, I'm envious of you, so I'd love to be where you're at, and hopefully I will at some point. I can be. Yeah, and I know it would fix an awful lot of what's wrong with me too, so it's definitely something I'm going to try and get involved in. Raymond Birch, Chair of Letterkenny Athletics Club, thanks very much for calling in.
Thanks very much, Greg.
And I really appreciate it. Darren Price, yours is a great story as well, of course, Darren, member of Letterkenny Athletics Club. Mad to see new members as well. We really appreciate you calling in.
Brilliant.
Again, go to Letterkenny AC Fit for Life, search that on social media, and you can register your interest there. You're setting your targets for Monday, April 17th at 5:45, just after Easter. Why not? You're going to have loads of people there to support you. There's coaches, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. They want to see you there. All right, Darren, Raymond, thank you. Back after the break. Obviously, as you can, you would have heard if you've been listening since the start of the show, that we were speaking to the principal and parents from Gaelscoil na Cathair Maestra. Now, they've been working out of prefabs for 24 years. They're on the brink of getting a new school building. The contract is ready to go, but it's one of the nearly 60 school projects that has been stalled by the Department of Education. There's no need in this case. It's ready to go at the original price, as far as we understand, or that's been sorted at this point. The diggers are ready to roll onto site. The tender expires, though, in 2 days. Deputy Joe McHugh, we contacted him because he was former Minister for Education. He committed also to make representations. He said he wanted to let listeners know that he's awaiting a call back from the finance unit in the Department of Education, and his office will keep us directly in the loop when he hears back. Okay, that cannot be let slide, can it? We tried to get a conversation with the project manager on the four-lane project in Letterkenny in relation to the Port Bridge Road being flooded this morning, causing traffic delays. We wanted to know why, how did it happen, what work was ongoing at the time, what was the situation as it relates to the flood prevention measures, shuttering being taken out, piles being put in, whatever it might be, what's being done to ensure it won't happen again. But anyway, thank you. We got the reply back for your query in relation to the N56 four-lane road improvement scheme in Letterkenny. However, we're not permitted to publicly comment on this project or press queries in relation to the N56 four-lane road safety improvement scheme should be directed through to the Donegal County Council office email, which I won't read out to you. Right, so we tried to get answers just so that everyone knows what is going on. I see they're planting trees up the middle of it. It'll be interesting to see if they shed much in the winter and what impact that might have. Anyway, Jim is joining us now. Jim, what's going on,
Jim?
Good
morning.
Good morning,
Jim. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay, doing good. Right, okay. What's your comments on the four-lane project?
I would like to know how much longer the taxpayers of this county are going to put up with what's happening along the Port Road. They're working on that road now for over 55 years. And it was a four-lane of traffic then. And it's still the same, only it has got a lot more dangers since.
How has it got more dangerous?
Well, that thing they have in the middle of the road is a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it being dangerous, they're planting a hedge now in it. What happens whenever that hedge needs trimming? The road's going to have to be closed again.
It looks like trees they're planting. That's quite...
They're planting a hedge as well.
Is it? Right, okay.
Both are going on, and I think it's ridiculous what they're doing.
Now, I imagine, Jim, the centre, we thought it was a barrier, but it's not really a barrier. It's like a construction, and the lanes are quite narrow. that is the modern way to slow traffic down, narrow the lanes. Maybe that is by design, not accident.
And what did they widen the road for? They widened the road. What did they do that for?
To make way for the centre?
The bit they have in the middle of the road, why not use that as a footpath if they wanted to make the lanes of traffic narrower?
You predicted the flooding that we saw this morning.
I did indeed. Now, since they started piling it along there, and I know that along there very well, because I would even remember emptying a boat at that particular spot.
Wow. Okay.
With coal. There were coal on her.
Now, there is, at least, I saw some of it on the way this morning, a bund, which is really effectively just a pile of dirt to keep the water back. The water never really come over that before. Is it still there? Was it removed?
The water did come over there before. I would remember the river's fully been flooded on a regular basis until the late Neil Blaney got it banked. And
that's the bond we're talking of. The bond and the bank is the same thing.
Well, it was done from New Mills to the other side of Manor Conyngham, and it has cost a lot less than what it has done, this work on the Port Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ridiculous what they're doing.
Well, we can't ask the questions, but I mean, removing shuttering, putting in piles in that area with high tides predicted and rain inevitable, the timing was a wee bit strange to me. But as I say, I don't know. I'm not a roads engineer, and we don't have access to the lead on that project to sort of ask these questions. But we just want to make sure it doesn't happen again, Jim.
Well, I know I'm not a road engineer. And I know you're not a road engineer, but I'll guarantee you would know more than the boy that's on it at the present time.
Oh, well, now, let's be fair, Jim. You know, I know that's your personal opinion.
No hesitation in that whatsoever. Yeah, it's a disgrace.
Okay.
And
but come here.
It's supposed to be done in so many months, and now they're at it for years, and it's gone on. And I was married, me and the wife, in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And we were held up. I was held up on my way into the wedding where they were working on the road.
Come here, Jim. That's a brilliant story. Hold on a second. That's a brilliant story. So, don't go anywhere, Jim. I'm not finished with on this one. Right. So, on the four lanes in 1968.
Yes.
Right. On the four lanes in 1968, you were delayed getting to marry your beautiful wife. You were delayed in getting to the wedding because you were stuck in roadworks on the four lanes.
Yeah, and I remember, as we would call it, Griffin's, and most people know where Griffin's was. That's where they were working along there. And the gentleman that was driving me, S.G. Russell from Dromore, which is still alive, and I was starting to panic, and he told, "Don't be worrying, Jim, you'll be time enough."
But, sir, come here, they're nearly finished now. They're nearly finished.
What's nearly finished?
The road's nearly finished.
No. The way they're going, it'll not be finished in my day anyway.
Right. Then really it kind of feels like the deck chair's being moved around on the Titanic. It seems like an awful big project to provide a nice cycle lane and walking path. A lot of people feel that way, but maybe we're not looking at the bigger picture. The town of Letterkenny with the beautiful hedgerow, the trees. Close your eyes and look at this. You're coming off the roundabout, right? You're driving into Letterkenny and you see this beautiful hedge up the middle of the road, these lovely trees, not shedding any leaves onto the road or nothing, so there's no problems there. And the town looks beautiful as you head into Letterkenny and onto the west and north.
What will you see whenever they start trimming that hedge?
Lovely trims, trimmings. I don't know. I get you.
See just what's happening today.
I'm not going to convince you. Right, okay. But in fairness, the guys that do that work and they do the work on the roundabouts, you don't often see them at it. They're in and out and they're very professional, and I'm sure they'll manage that side of works. But I do understand where you're coming from. And I just hope, and particularly with the crossing, I think that's going in at the hotel there, I just hope that this is... if it does save crashes, then all well and good. Regards four lanes, says this. Now, what about when the tree roots start lifting the road? I was a bit curious about that, Jim. We know you're not a roads engineer. Are you a horticulturist? Where those trees and that hedge, the roots won't go down through and disrupt the road, will it?
That will certainly affect the road. Mm. Whenever them trees... you go on there, they had trees planted on the right-hand side as you go on.
Yes.
Why did they cut most of them down?
Widened road, was it?
No, not if they had nothing to do with the road.
I don't know. Okay.
They were well back off the road. That didn't interfere with it, what they're doing along the road at all. They cut over 90% of them down. There only a few of them left, and now they have more planted.
Well, Jim, you believe the bridge is the solution here, and you said earlier on, and I hope you do, that you might not live to see the four lanes finished. I certainly don't think any of us are going to live to see the bridge put in.
Well, I hope we do, because that is... Now, you know the road as well as I know it. You go in there, and at least 70% of the traffic going in is turning right at the Port Bridge.
Yep.
Why not have them turned off before they go on the Port Road at all? Because everyone knows that they're not going into Letterkenny. They're heading to Remelton, Fannett, you name it. It's unbelievable what they're doing.
It would make so much sense what you're saying. It would just alleviate so many of the problems that we encounter on a daily basis. Because, you know what, I mean, often we talk about that access to Letterkenny, but you're quite rightly pointing out that you could be going to Carrigart, you could be going to Dunloe, you could be going to Burton Port. You know, there's lots of places that you need to go up that road to access.
Town at all.
Yeah, all right, okay. Jim, listen, it's been lovely speaking to you. Yes, go ahead.
You don't mind one second.
Go ahead, Jim. Tell me all the time in the world.
They're talking about the bridge, the amount of money that it's going to cost.
Yes.
The Port Bridge, as we would know it, and the bridge a wee bit further out here towards the roundabout, them both bridges were widened back in 67, 66, 67.
Yes.
And it only took weeks to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the bridge is not... And the new bridge or the extension to the bridge came in on a boat to the Port Bridge, and I was one of the ones that helped to take it off.
Wow.
And that's a brilliant bridge, and it'll be there for generations. Why can they not do the licks at a wee bit further out this way and get the traffic away from the Port Bridge?
Yeah, and you were able to do that in the 60s. You know, things have improved
in the mid-60s.
Yeah. Although we say things have improved, have they? Look at how quickly they did that work you talk of and how they managed to get the bridge up and do it. I mean, I'd love to see some pictures of
that. Yeah, and do it in a very short time too.
Yeah, that's it, the quick turnaround. Just around the time you were popping the question.
Oh, it was her pop the question.
Get out. No, come here. Are you having a laugh, was it?
No, I think it's too bad that road has been done the way it's done.
All right.
I think it's a wild waste of Irish taxpayers' money.
All right. Jim, can I say it's been lovely speaking to you? It really has.
Good luck to you, Ray, and thank you very much for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on and speaking quite a lot of sense in there, Jim. Fair play to you. Lovely to chat to you. I came in through the four-lane road 2 weeks ago and there was a small lorry in front and a small lorry to my left and they couldn't pass one another. How is this road supposed to work if larger vehicles can't pass each other? We've had similar... It's different because it's a two-lane road out the work they were doing at Capri, just outside Ballybofey on the Donegal Road there. You know that... I'm sure many of you know where I'm talking about. And it is incredibly narrow, and at that time we talked to lorry drivers and... there was not an awful lot of space if two lorries met at that section. But the idea is that you do it once or you're approaching it and you see how narrow it is and everyone slows down. It's a traffic calming measure. And I imagine that's the logic, whether you agree with it or I agree with it or not. That's the logic in the width of the road there. Presumably there is a width that will accommodate two vehicles, two large vehicles, but everyone slows down because it's a little bit narrow. If anyone has any insight that disproves that, more than happy to hear it on 086 60 25,000. This is your show, remember, by the way. This is the Northwest's show here. We talk about what you want to talk about. We love to hear from people like Jim and all of you who text in and WhatsApp. It's not my show. It's not Highland Show. It's your show. 086 60 25,000, WhatsApps and text that number. Give us a call on 074 91 25,000. And we try and work for you. As you heard, you know, getting answers as it relates to NowDoc services, trying to sort out other issues that people might have. Lots of it on air. Much of it, most of it perhaps, sorted off air as well too. So don't be afraid to get in touch with us and use our services.
Business Matters, in association with the ATU Donegal Faculty of Business. Are you a senior manager in the private sector looking to reinforce your leadership skills? ATU are offering a Level 9 Executive MBS in Leadership and Innovation based around action learning, starting late April. Take the next step in your career and contact the Exec Ed Coordinator on 9186206 today or email donald.hannigan@atu.ie.
Okay, that means we welcome into studio Kieran O'Donnell as we preview the Business Matters podcast. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm doing good, and you and yours?
I'm good. Well, we'll be seeing you come down to the track for the Fit for Life.
You know, I think if I lived around Letterkenny, I'd be very tempted to.
You talked about your carbon footprint. You could stay in Letterkenny and not drive over and back, and you fit on a schedule.
See, I subscribe to the... Eamon Ryan approach.
In you can cycle
words,
home.
I can use it to suit myself.
You can cycle home. That's a good idea.
I'm very worried about it when it suits me, and then I'm not so worried about it when it doesn't suit me. Is that?
I'm confident anyway. I'm confident to show.
All right, come here. We'll talk about that a little later on. As we get closer to April 17th, wasn't it?
Yeah, 17th.
All right, let's stick with business for now, though we rarely do. Donegal Tourism Seminar taking place. Is this for the 2023 season?
Correct. Emerging Trends and Opportunities, Greg, as you say, is the theme for this year's tourism seminar, and it's taking place in the Mount Erigal Hotel in Letterkenny on Thursday, March the 30th. The event is being run by Donegal County Council, and MC for the event will be Chef Brian McDermott. Registration is €20. That will include lunch, and check out the council's web, our social media platform, for more details on that.
All right, Randoc's actively hiring and encouraging. I'm hearing the ads. What's going on?
Yeah, Randoc's Charlotte and Dunlow are holding a careers open evening on Saturday, April the 8th, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So people are being invited to come along, discuss job opportunities directly with the staff, get a first-hand account of the job, and see the company's state-of-the-art facilities. The company is recruiting for various roles in engineering, manufacturing, administration and science.
And dependent on the skill set, there might be some people listening that maybe their loved ones or friends who have moved away down the country or abroad may have opportunities to return and live at home, work for a great company and have that lovely work-life balance that I believe, and not everyone will agree, that our beautiful region affords us, Kieran.
Yeah, exactly. And there are two options. People can drop a CV in physically, or they can upload their CV and send it on, and check out Randoc's social media platforms for more details on that as well, Greg.
All right, significant property in Burt on the market now.
Yeah, the old parochial house in Burt has been placed on the market with an asking price.
I'm going to take that pen off you and I won't tell you where I'm going to show it.
€650,000. The 8-bedroom house sits on around 1.1 acres. The house originally was built around 1853 with stone walls and was refurbished and extended on either wing back in 2017. So the sale is being handled by Daft.ie.
I must have a look at that, Kieran. It sounds like it's a beautiful building.
It does. Yeah. Have you had the money now? That would be nice.
I know. Well, I don't have the money, but I can certainly have a nose. I don't think if we clubbed together, we'd even get the deposit together.
We'd buy one of the stables, maybe.
I don't know. But you'd be doing the heavy lifting on that one, Kieran. Right. Okay. Hannah Hatt's synonymous with Donegal Town in the county, of course. New premises.
Yeah. Hannah Hatt's in Donegal Town has opened a new shop at its premises on Sheer Collins Street. Hannah Hatt's have acknowledged the support they've received from Fáilte Ireland, JK Consulting and DDC Fit Out and Design for the project. Hannah Hatt's will be 100 years in business in 2024 and is run by General Manager Eleanor Hannah, who is part of a third generation carrying on the famous name. We would have had Eleanor on the programme, Greg, about a year and a half ago, and it's great to see them develop, and that's a big bonus and a big... plus for them going forward into the start of the tour season.
Yeah, for sure. And they need a big piece of work in continuing and growing following the very sad passing of John Hannah, I think it is. I'll double correct, that's what my memory is, but they've done an amazing job in doing so. Right, okay. They're doing everything they can to try and avoid any problems with queues at Dublin Airport.
Very much. Donegal Airport staff are being offered...
Offered
bonuses.
Dublin Airport staff.
Yeah.
Don't want to get anyone in Donegal's hopes up.
Well, up to €2,000 if they work overtime at security desks amid growing fears of a repeat of the lengthy queues with us last year. The Business Post has learned It is being reported that DAA has set up a task force to tackle the problem in recent weeks and is asking both frontline and non-frontline staff to work additional hours on security desks in the coming weeks. So obviously they sense that there's trouble ahead, so they're trying to sort of head it off at the pass.
Yeah, well, at least they're digging into their pockets and paying people to fix the problem rather than relying on the army to do so. Right, OK, that's a bit of news. Thanks very much for that, Keir. Let's talk about this week's podcast then.
Yeah, this week, Greg, I'm joined by the owner of O'Donnell's Bakery in Lahey, Andrew Michael Hannay, and Donegal ETB's Further Education and Training Services Course Recruitment Officer, Tara Maguire. On Christmas Eve back in 2010, O'Donnell's Bakery, which was established in 1969, closed down. And within a month, Andrew Michael Hannay, who had been a bread agent for the previous 5 years, bought the Lahey-based business along with his wife, Kathleen. 12 years on, Greg is very much a family affair, with his daughters Sarah Ann and Lynn also working full-time in the business. In this clip, Andrew talks about the invaluable help he got from Donegal local enterprise office.
I would be asked by the enterprise office at times to do talks to different businesses. Without the enterprise office, I wouldn't be here. That the help that they gave me back in 2011, I have no qualms in saying I would not be here without their help. Like, and I said down through the years, like the, some of the mentoring that they give me. People that put me in contact with, if I can name names, Michael Tunney and Ursula Donnelly, like they were unbelievable support. And now, as I say, could give me a clip around the ear whenever I needed it to. But no, definitely, if any business out there that wants information or wants a wee bit of support, definitely contact the local legal.
Yeah, that's quite an endorsement for the Donegal local enterprise office, isn't it, Kieran? And an amazing business in a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. Well,
did you have to have your passport in date to travel so far south?
Well, as being I mentioned your name and I got through the checkpoint. Okay.
No problem with the return flight, no?
No comment.
Okay. Right, who else is on the show? Tara Maguire.
I also spoke to Donegal ETB's Further Education and Training Services Court Recruitment Officer, Tara Maguire, about the latest traineeships. Here, Tara talks about Donegal ETB's ability to change and adapt to meet the needs of the various sectors and businesses locally.
I suppose it's a fact that Donegal ETB are very proud of, you know, that we do have the ability to change and meet the needs of our local community and the economy here locally as well. You know, we're constantly looking at being innovative and creative, working with the industry and our other partners to develop, I suppose, up-to-date qualifications, making sure that we're delivering everything that, you know, employers need and want and what our students, we want to make sure that we're giving them the best possible outcomes that we can.
All right, so the full interviews with Andrew McElhinney and Tara Maguire are available now to stream on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also listen to them on Spotify and iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe as well so you get updates when new episodes drop, which is every Wednesday, because this week's episode is available for you right now. And if you're involved in business, have an interest in business, how business works, or just the people behind the business, then you don't want to miss out on the podcasts that are broadcast or available to you every Wednesday. And there's a really big back catalogue of just the brightest brains in business in our region available for you there. And also lots of people tune to listen to it as a scheduled programme. It's broadcast on Sunday, Kieran, isn't it?
After the 6 o'clock news, Greg, on Sunday.
And if anyone wants to get in touch with you...
Yeah, just drop me an email, please. businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Or a letter, because I did see a letter delivered care of Business Matters.
So fingers crossed to see what's on it.
Exactly. I'd get it checked first. No, I'm only joking. So in other words, if you want to send a letter in too, feel free to do so. Business Matters, Highland Radio, Mountaintop, Letterkenny. But the direct access, of course, there is businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Kieran, as always, thank you so very much indeed. Well done on putting together another brilliant podcast. People can listen to it right now or wait till Sunday evening. It's up to them. And as I say, there's a great back catalogue there as well. And we'll chat to you all being well next Wednesday, Kieran.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks very much.
Thank you so very much for that. Kieran O'Donnell there. Delighted to be able to welcome back onto the show Larry Donnelly, University of Galway Law Lecturer, political columnist with the journal.ie. So you can go onto journal.ie and read Larry's opinions and get a load of his knowledge. He joins us now. Good morning, Larry. Thanks for coming back on the show. Really appreciate it.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be with you.
Right. OK, can you give us an insight into what's happening in America at the moment? Because we know that Donald Trump went onto his social media platform. He warned that he was likely to be arrested on Tuesday. Now, Tuesday has passed. And he called on people to protest his arrest. So what is he going to be arrested? How's that going to happen? And for what?
I suspect he will be arrested because things have moved to such an advanced stage now. The grand jury in Manhattan is reconvening this afternoon, and it's likely that they'll wrap up their proceedings, and it's likely that they'll recommend that the president be indicted. As to when he actually will be arrested, we don't know. It could be later this week. It could be early next week. How he will be arrested is another question. Trump himself has suggested that he would like to be handcuffed. He would like to make it a big scene because he says it's all trumped up charges anyway. His lawyers are cautioning against that and hoping that there will be some sort of negotiated surrender ultimately, which may involve a remote proceeding from his home in Florida. This all boils down, Greg, to hush money that was paid by Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen, to the porn star Stormy Daniels, so that she would stay quiet about an affair they had while Donald Trump was running for president in 2016. Now, the Manhattan District Attorney, and it's complicated, is intending to charge him under a state statute, but it's connected to what would amount to be a federal campaign violation. That is, the hush money paid by Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels was then reimbursed to Michael Cohen by Donald Trump. It is a tangled web. In my view, it's something of a reach for a prosecution, but it looks like this district attorney is going to go ahead with it.
It's really interesting to see how this plays out, because nothing in this process as of now would stop him seeking the candidacy to run at president. I would imagine he would see him in handcuffs being led in through the front door as a fantastic campaign tool. Maybe not everyone would see it that way. How do you think it plays out for him?
Well, once again, Greg, at least the early polling data is confounding in some respects. And I should add, as an aside, Trump is even reported to have said that he wouldn't mind getting shot, that if he got shot, it would make sure that he would be elected in 2024. Now, in that vein, and despite what I had thought, the most recent polling conducted in the past 48 hours now reveals that Trump enjoys the support of 54% of likely Republican primary voters. And his likely rival, Ron DeSantis, is at his lowest ebb in the polls. And this all has taken place since everything has transpired in the past several days. So at one level, this does seem to be working for Trump, at least initially. Now, in my view, I still have a strong suspicion that in the context of this investigation and all of the other investigations swirling around this guy, that Republicans are going to start to say, we like Trump, we'd love to see him back in the White House, but he can't do it. Now, we'll see how that plays out. But at least initially, Trump's resilience is astounding.
Yeah, but they'll also have to listen to sort of the general voters, the population out there, and anything that is put to Trump at this point is sort of the system trying to put him down. And I can only see an upside to this unless something. I mean, look at what everybody already knows, all that's out there. It would have seemed unimaginable for me to have this conversation with you 8 years ago if I were to pluck this character out and, you know, talk of what he said, his background, what he's done, and for him to have over 50% of an approval rating amongst Republicans. It would have seemed impossible. He rewrites what is possible and impossible all the time, it seems.
Absolutely. And this is Trump's biggest political asset. We've talked about this before, Greg. Donald Trump plays the game by different rules to everybody else. All of the other preconditions, all of the other, I suppose, traditions, all the other things that are, you know, facts about American politics, none of them apply to Donald Trump. He does whatever he damn well pleases. And, you know, let's look at it this way. Donald Trump's support among evangelicals remains astonishingly high, even as he's as much as admitted paying money to a porn star to cover up an affair that they had. So, look, in some ways, this guy is untouchable. But again, Greg, the reality is this. He would have to win the general election. He'd have to win and over a cadre of American voters in the middle who, in my view, have had enough of the circus. He can win the Republican nomination, absolutely, but I think it would have negative impact on the on their chances of winning the presidency and all the way down the ballot as well.
Now, I mean, obviously, when we talk about American politics now, it's different. We're talking about personalities. We're talking about otherworldly stuff. You know, we're talking about a person who was on The Apprentice, who allegedly had an affair with a porn star, who paid them off, who has said all manner of things, who's been banned from social media platforms, set up his own. And we're not talking about, you know, what puts bread and food on people's plates, access to healthcare and all that kind of stuff. Is that just us externally and we're going at the headlines? Or is the discussion about politics actually changed within the United States as well? Because it needs it. We all thought it, there'd be a reset with Biden. It hasn't happened.
No, you know, it hasn't. It, you know, frankly, this idea of politics being just another form of entertainment has certainly taken hold in the United States. And it needs to be said that the American media has aided and abetted this cheapening of discourse, this cheapening of what I still believe to be a noble profession. And if you look at some of the issues, if you look at some of the accomplishments of the Biden administration, and however you see politics, there have been things that Biden has done that have improved the lives of lots of American people. Yet, that doesn't seem to penetrate. It doesn't seem to matter. His opinion rate, the polling on his favorability is still quite low. And discourse is dominated not by, you know, differences of ideology, et cetera. Discourse is instead dominated by all of the circus-like atmosphere around Donald Trump. And you only need to see what the public's appetite is for. Look at the hits. Look at the viewership, et cetera. People want more and more of the Trump circus. They don't want to seem to discuss the issues, and that's really sad.
Yeah, and lazy. All right, thanks as always. I really do appreciate your time. That is Larry Donnelly. He is Larry Donnelly, I should say. He is a University of Galway law lecturer and a columnist too with the journal.ie. And you can hear, obviously, him on this programme from time to time as well. All right, listen, thank you very much for all of you who listened to the show, for those of you who watched the show, for those of you who text and called in. We really appreciate it. We're back with you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. But that's where we have to leave it for this Thursday. Thanks to Caroline Orr, who researched and produced the show, and Anya Sweeney, who worked on the show as well. It's very much appreciated.